This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods. Dave, welcome.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having us again.
Absolutely. Well, you guys squeaked one out last week against Wilmington, 48-15 the score there, and we can go over some of the details in a moment, but I guess you guys had it rolling this past Friday night.
Yeah, I tell you, definitely one of our better games. The kids are getting better and better every week, and I think Wilmington's a very good team, no question. So I think our team speed kind of played a big part in it. It's tough to defend speed, so we were lucky that we had a little more team speed than them.
Well, let me ask you about some of the key players statistically out of Friday's game. Anthony Nichols, your running back, 172 yards. So some of that, I'm sure, is him, and some of that is some of that O-line.
Yeah, the offensive line did a great job, but just a great example of the team speed, very first play of the game. We just ran an inside zone, and it was kind of bottled up, and Anthony just bounced it to the outside and outran everybody 70 yards. So, again, from a scheme standpoint, the defense played pretty well, and then Anthony was just faster than everybody else. So, but, again, our offensive line has done a great job. They're getting better and better every week, and it makes it fun for our running backs and our quarterback for sure.
Speaking of quarterback, Braden Clifford passed for 158 yards on Friday night.
Yeah, Braden, again, he's another one of the guys that's just getting better and better every week. He's getting more comfortable with the system and the plays we're calling, and we're trying to tailor some things to his skills. He's got a real strong arm, so he threw a deep ball to Curtis and was a beautiful pass. And then he threw another deep ball to Luke Connolly out of the backfield. So, again, Braden's doing awesome, and he's improving every week, which is all you can ask for from kids.
All right, I got one other player I want to have you talk about, and that would be Luke Connolly. So he got a couple of TDs in the game, but, I mean, he does it for you on both sides of the football, and especially on the defensive side. So give our listeners a little overview of Luke Connolly, of course, one of the captains on the team.
Sure, Luke is a phenomenal athlete, great wrestler. I think he might be number one in his weight class, ranked number one in his weight class in wrestling. But on the football field, I don't think there's anything that Luke can't do. He's a lot of things that you don't see. He's a tremendous blocker. Both of our running backs block well for each other, but Luke can really, he's a great blocker. And then on defense, he's our strong safety. And a lot of times, you know, he's in pass coverage, he's great. He had an unbelievable interception the other night. And then, you know, he'll make stops in the run game 2 yards off the line of scrimmage coming up from his strong safety spot. So, and again, he returns punts for us. He's thrown a touchdown. He's caught touchdowns, run for touchdowns. He does it all, no question. Every week, he looks like he's probably the best player on the field every week.
No, absolutely. And the thing is about Luke, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because, you know, you watched some defensive plays by Fenwick, and you're thinking, this Luke Connolly, what is he, a linebacker? You know what I mean? Because he is up there quite frequently making the stops near the line of scrimmage, yeah.
Yeah, again, last Friday night, he had an interception on a deep post in the middle of the field. The kid went up, and they kind of caught it simultaneously, and he just ripped it away from the kid. It was a phenomenal play, and that's 40, 50 yards downfield. And then, you know, two plays later, he's making tackles on the line of scrimmage. So he's going to be a great college football player.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, I mean, I've asked you about a few of the names that, you know, I think were in the headlines over the weekend for you guys. But overall, I guess maybe just a summary of how that you think the team has been coming together this year and so on. You know, whether it to be, you know, obviously some names that I haven't mentioned.
Sure. So I think the biggest thing, probably, we have six sophomores that are starting for us and playing a ton. A guy like Ty Perano is playing both sides of the ball. You know, he's playing defensive tackle, defensive end, and offensive tackle. When you have that many sophomores playing, a lot of times it's out of necessity because you don't have other guys. But these guys, it's not out of necessity. These guys are just good, and they've worked their way onto the field. So guys like Ty has done a great job. John Kennedy is one of our two-way linemen up front, too, senior captain. And John has just been a tremendous leader all year. It really, for the offensive line, he kind of solidifies that group and keeps them focused and keeps them locked in. So he's been great. And another guy that's really stepped up up and played, he kind of probably a little bit of a surprise for us, was Reed Smith. Reed Smith has been phenomenal on the offensive line for us. He's a junior, and in the beginning of the year, he probably wasn't penciled in to start, and he just worked his way in, and he's another kid who just gets better and better every week. So it's definitely promising, just not only for this year, but for the future. We just got a lot of young guys that are really, really working hard and getting improving and getting better every week.
All right, well, good stuff. Hey, Dave, you're back home on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Back into league play with hosting St. Mary's at 7 o'clock. So, how do you see this game coming up with the Spartans?
Yeah, every time we play St. Mary's, especially in football, the last 2 years, both overtime games. 2 years ago, we lost at home in overtime, and last year we won there in double overtime. So anytime we play St. Mary's, we throw the records out the window for everybody. Doesn't matter if we're 0-4 and they're 4-0 or the other way around. So it's just a battle, and we know we're going to get their A game. They're going to come in, fire it up, and they're going to give us everything they have, and I know our guys are going to do the same. We're going to have a great week of practice, and we're going to get after it Friday night, first time at home. So we're looking forward to a great atmosphere, and we're looking forward to having a lot of fun and having a great game.
Let me ask you this, my last question, Dave. And looking at the Catholic Central League, looking at the teams and the scores that have been coming in, what kind of stands out to you? Not a lot of league games so far, but what stands out to you in the league so far?
So I would say a couple of things. I mean, it seems like everybody in the league is better this year than they were last year. Cardinal Spellman has gone on a roll. Cardinal Spellman hasn't. They lost in the playoffs last year, but after they played us and Fian last year, they went on a roll and went all the way to the state semifinal last year, and they're probably going to be 4-0 when we face them. So they're a team that's much improved. And of course, Bishop Fian is Bishop Fian. They're a huge school. They got 1,000 kids in their school, and they're a real strong Division II football team. So they're going to be a tough game. And Archbishop Williams is putting up a lot of points too. So there's a lot of really good teams in the league. And again, it seems like the league is better this year than they were last year. So that's always makes it fun and makes it a little more satisfying if you win a league game, because you beat a quality opponent. So, but the biggest thing for us, we're just looking at St. Mary's this week. So we're really not looking too far ahead right now. This is the only thing we're concentrating on, is just giving our best effort and doing the best we can to play St. Mary's Friday night.
No, Coach, I know you're focused, but I do appreciate you being able to share a little league information with us there as well. So, Dave, yeah, thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday night. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks very much, Bill.
There he is, Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick, here with us on MSO Newsports.com.